From Spark and Anvil and Quillspell, this is Aphix, in Chapter 1 of the Quillspell cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Nation. Nations. National. Nationalize. Nationalization. Nation. National. Nationalize. Nationalization.
Eyes. Ation. Ness. Meant. Full. Less. Tian. Prefix. Suffix.
Prefix. Suffix. Root.
Aphix is a builder. Not with wood, though. She builds with words. She teaches her students a secret. Long English words are not random. They are like buildings. Aphix has counted carefully. This is true for about 30% of long English words. The other 70% are tricky. You can't guess them from their parts. But 30% is still a lot of words. Learning to stack suffixes helps you with many words. You won't have to just remember them all. Aphix lives in a small workshop. It's right on the academy grounds. Her workshop is full of carpenter's tools. Saws, planes, chisels, mallets. A workbench and sawhorses sit there. Even a small pile of wood shavings stays in the corner. None of these tools actually work. They are just for show. Aphix doesn't do carpentry. The tools help her teach. The workshop also has a large rack of wooden blocks. Each block has a morpheme stamped on it. A morpheme is a tiny piece of a word. It could be a root, a prefix, or a suffix. Aphix teaches by stacking the blocks.
The four blocks together make a four-block word. The word is long. The word is spellable. The word was built from four pieces. The children could see and touch each one. Aphix's real name is Wine. She grew up in a family of carpenters. Her father had run a small woodworking shop. It was in a market town. The shop had made furniture, tables, chairs, cabinets, small chests. Wine had grown up handling wood. By the time she was 8, she knew how parts fit together. A chair was a seat. It had 4 legs, a back, and 2 cross supports. Each part needed the right shape. It needed the right size. Even the wood grain had to face the right way. If any part was wrong, the chair would not work. But if every part was right, the chair assembled smoothly. Once you understood the parts of a chair, you could build any chair. Wine used this idea for words. She was 14. Her teacher taught about suffix stacking at school. The teacher had written nationalization on the board. The teacher had explained that the word was nation plus L plus eyes plus Asian. Wine had stared at it. She had said, "That is a chair."
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Aphix. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.